You guys, it's a bonus episode. I have an amazing guest. This is Anna, by the way. Shireen's not here, but she'll be here later or on another episode. You know how it works. This is a great episode. I have Kimia Behpounia on it. She's an Iranian comedian. Well, she's an Iranian-American comedian, improviser, amazing human being. She's hilarious. Her parents are very progressive. So listen up.
Who are we? Where did we come from? Who do we become? What is it to be? What to be is it? Where are we? Who are my parents? Where are my pants? Why were we born? We are ethnically ambiguous.
Wow, what a day to be alive. We are in studio today. I'm usually never this excited. this is all put on. We're in studio today with a person who I haven't met before until today, but I've been creeping on her for a while. It's been a while. Her name is Kimia Behpounia.
Oh.
Did I say that right?
You gave it a little extra zhuzh again, but I'll take it.
You're an improviser in LA. That's how I've creeped on you in the past.
Oh, great.
You've been on Culture Kings with Edgar Monplaisir, and I don't think Chiquise was on that episode,
no,
was he?
It's just me and Edgar having a very NPR-style chat.
That's so Edgar. I mean, he's a great interviewer,
but
he's so NPR sometimes.
Yeah.
And you were involved with the Cracked After Hours World 2 or whatever it's
yes,
called.
Yes, when they decided to get four new people in to roll in and for After Hours. Two mixed reviews.
Yeah.
Two mixed reviews, I think.
Did you enjoy that?
I did. I had a great time. It was like, I was, I think, least involved because I think Cody and Carmen, who were also on After Hours, also like worked at Cracked. And I sort of just had to show up when they had shoot days.
Right, right. I think they all wrote it or something.
Yeah, and I didn't even have to write it or
That's
anything.
Nice.
I just had to show up. Sure.
You're pure talente.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I had to do.
Amazing. I was there at that time. I was helping. I helped cast the person other than you. Whose name?
Yasmin.
There we go.
Yes.
I honestly don't even, I don't remember anything about anything.
Seems like it.
I remember setting all that up and then not remembering who they actually ended up booking.
Sure. It was also a long process, surprisingly, for a thing that I personally had never heard of until I did it.
They're very serious over there.
Yeah, but they've got a big following on After Hours.
Yeah. After Hours original was huge. I never watched it
myself. It was huge.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. Like, that's a thing that people, random people are like, you were on that new After Hours.
Yeah.
That's so random that people know that, can remember that. Yeah. I didn't know people watched it, but they do.
Yeah, Cracked had a very, like, intense following. Like, they were ride or dies.
Yes.
I never really knew it. I just worked on the Cracked podcast, and I just did talent producing for them.
Okay.
Which, you know, led me to How Stuff Works to do more talent producing and talenting, which is a whole thing.
Boy, you really did use up all your excitement at the top.
Look at me. I'm just going to slowly fall asleep.
It's okay. It's all right.
I just slowly drift away, and you just have to host this podcast on your own.
Oh, God. No, please don't.
So where do you hail from?
I am from Los Angeles.
What?
You're
what
so
part?
Shocked. From Sherman Oaks?
Oh, wow. Not
yes.
too far.
No, I actually live in the same house that I've lived in since seventh grade.
Oh.
My parents moved to Vegas like 3 years ago.
Whoa.
And now I just have roommates in that house.
Wait, they just left for Vegas?
They did. They went to Vegas. They were trying to, like, I guess the theory was to retire somewhere, but
What a place to retire.
I know. They just wanted, like, a lower cost of living.
Yeah.
Honestly, they were also deciding between Portland or Vegas. Because that's where my mom originally, moved to after she left Iran. So they were, like, maybe going to go back there, but it's apparently too cold for their old bones or something like that.
Their old bones.
That's what they said.
It's too cold. It's
that's
too
what
cold.
Their phrasing of not
that's
moving
so
to
real.
Portland
So they went
was.
To, like, Vegas, like, desert land.
Yes, yeah.
Perfectly warm for their bones.
Yeah, exactly.
So you born and raised in L.A.?
Yes.
And in Sherman Oaks since you were seven?
Seventh grade.
Oh, seventh grade.
I did live in Sylmar before then.
Oh, home of the KKK.
Is that true?
That area is formally back, years back, was, I have a friend from Sylmar.
Oh, God.
Well, she lived in Cagle Canyon.
I don't know that place. What a funny name for a place.
It's
okay.
It's a canyon.
Yeah.
With Kegels now.
Sure.
I don't know why they call it that. But that's like a, what is it, Lake Fort? No, Lakeview Terrace?
I don't know.
Am I thinking the wrong Sylmar?
I don't know.
It's in the valley, right?
Towards Six Flags.
Yeah. That area is just was used to be very white. Not so much anymore.
No, I believe that.
Where are your parents from?
My parents are both from Iran. Oh, they're both from Tehran, Iran.
Nice.
So, and then they moved here like I guess 30 years ago or something at least.
Yeah.
Like revolution era.
Yeah,
they
like
just
the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Did they come before the revolution or after?
That's a good cue. A thing that my parents aren't very good at is like solid answers on their past.
I know all about that.
So I really don't know. They're just like something, the revolution, something, we left.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how my parents are both from Iran as well. My mom is from Tehran. Mm. Maybe you knew her.
Oh, maybe.
No, they're not. They don't live in LA, nor do they live in Vegas. Though we did go to Vegas as a youth.
Oh, we went to Vegas once a year.
Yeah.
Every year.
Which is like,
and
why?
Now my parents live there. It is like, why?
Yeah.
But you know about the Persian concerts around Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's like a thing. That's when we would go around Christmas. It was also my dad's birthday around Christmas.
Oh.
We were already doing that. And then I think it was only like 10 years into us taking this trip ourselves that they were like, oh, also there's a bunch of concerts that suddenly happen.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I remember the start of this big like concert wave.
So now they just go to concerts also.
Now they just like, yeah.
It is true. They put like these weird like Iranian musicians who like tour the world will play like just random places because they're not like they're not known outside of their community.
Right.
Like there's one guy I always remember seeing as a child, Zurufchi.
Oh,
which it's not like who knows that guy?
Not even
I know him though. My parents are like super fans
of Zurufchi. Interesting.
Yeah. He was like a Turk singer.
Oh, I see.
Because my dad's a Turk. He's from northern Iran. He's a character.
Sure.
And my mom is from Tehran. She's a Farse, and she is also a character.
So are both of my parents. Yeah.
Were your parents religious at all?
No. Well, they claim to be. It's more like culturally religious in a way where they like are like, yes, we're Muslims. And my mom prayed maybe like 2 years of my life knowing her. She did that. And it was like a weird time in high school. Like she hadn't done it before. And then one time I was in high school and she suddenly was like, I pray now for 2 years. I'm going to do this. And my dad doesn't pray, but he like avoids bacon like the plague.
Yeah.
Like he'll just like pick and choose.
He doesn't eat pork.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, not really. We didn't do any religious things or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So your parents came to America. Where did they go first?
My mom went to Portland. She moved here when she was 22.
Okay.
She moved to Portland and she like finished school. I think she studied business.
Uh-huh.
Pretty sure.
As you should.
Mm-hmm. She went to University of Portland or Portland University. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. And then my dad came here to Los Angeles first. I don't remember. That was probably in the 70s because he always told me about like going to discos and things that out here. And he like lived in a house with like five other guys.
Uh-huh.
And my uncle, who's his little brother, also moved here with him.
Oh, good.
And my dad was like his guardian through high school and college and stuff.
Oh, so he came at a younger age.
Yes, he was like high school age.
Your brother or your dad?
My dad's brother, uncle.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a lot to keep track of.
Mm-hmm. So how old was your dad?
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, he's like 20s?
Like in the 70s, I guess. Yeah, he was like in his, oh gosh, how old's my dad? He's probably like 30-something.
Oh, really, when he came?
I think so.
So he's like a little older than your mother.
Yeah. Well, they're 10 years apart.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
My parents are like 7 years apart. I think it's pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are your grandparents distant cousins?
Yes.
So are mine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Second cousins.
Yeah. That was the thing.
My mom's parents. I don't know about my dad's parents because they died when he was young.
Okay.
But like, yeah, my mom's parents got those second cousins.
Yes. I tell people that and they are appalled. And I'm like, that's just how it worked, though. You didn't know anyone outside your family.
Yeah. You also weren't allowed to meet. Like,
exactly.
Women weren't really allowed to meet men outside on the street. They just kind of, your cousin was like, or your uncle was like, do you like my son?
Yes. Ta-da.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, here we go.
Guess so.
Basically, if you wanted to meet someone who wasn't your relative, you moved to America.
That's it. That's true.
Yeah, or
and
Europe.
And we like all turn out fine.
Yeah.
We have no inbred issues. It's just like distant enough cousins.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I mean, we're all like depressed and anxious, but like that's normal.
Everybody is, yeah. Even people who've met extreme strangers.
Yeah, that's true. I always blame all my mental illness on my mom. Like, well, if your father hadn't married his sister,
oh,
my mom's
wow.
always like, that's not funny. Like, well, what can I say?
Actually,
I think it mostly all stems from my father's side, because when I go to Iran and I hang out with his family, I am literally like, you are all mentally ill.
Oh
and
my gosh.
This is why I'm mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
You see it. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see the blood that ruined you. You're like,
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so they come to America.
Yes.
How do they meet? Because your mom's in Portland.
Gosh, here we go. I have asked them how they met so many times, and here's what I understand of it. It's so vague. So my parents met at a wedding of a mutual friend.
Oh my God, same.
Yes. The wedding was in Portland.
Uh-huh.
Like, my mom's family is a lot of like my dad's good friends that he happened to meet. And so they were both at this wedding, and they met, and they had a great time. And then from what I understand, they, like, talked on the phone a bunch while my dad was in L.A. and my mom was in Portland. And then they got married. This is where I'm so confused.
Yeah.
They just talked on the phone, and then they got married, and their honeymoon was moving my mom from Portland to L.A. They just, like, did a big road trip drive down. That's all I got.
No, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I've got similar stories. My parents also met at a mutual wedding, wedding. And
this
then
is so funny.
Because that's all they do.
That's
What's
it.
Going
We're
on in the
all
70s?
The same is what I've just learned.
Yeah. When you come to Iran, you don't have much or come from Iran, you don't have much going on.
No.
Yeah, I always joke, like, my mom always seems, like, very annoyed by my dad. And I always think, like, God, you really just married him because he was there. Like,
my mom also is always annoyed with my dad.
Yeah.
I wonder about it.
Yeah, it's just convenience. It's not like, look, I didn't have, like, Tinder to be like, who do I really love?
Sure. That's what Tinder does. Shows you who you really love.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my basic understanding of it.
Mm-hmm, totally.
You swipe till you find the man you
marry. The man you really love. Uh-huh.
I have a very deep understanding of dating apps.
I understood, yeah.
So they meet, they get married, because that's just what happens.
Yes.
And your mom comes down to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
What did they start doing? Like, what were their jobs? Like,
oh, I'll tell you their
careers?
Jobs. My mom was a bank teller.
Mm.
And my dad is an insurance salesman.
Ooh.
He had his own insurance company.
Oh.
Guess what it was named? Probably sounds familiar. Parse Insurance.
Really?
Persians name everything Parse.
Yeah. Because they're like Parsi, I think.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't really know that connection.
Parse is like, I think it's a body of water in
mm-hmm.
Iran. And everyone's just like I'm just going to name everything Parse.
Yeah. I never even thought about that.
Yep.
Oh.
A lot of Parse.
Parse Insurance.
Yep.
I like that.
That's it.
Is he still running that?
He actually is. Oh, he was supposed to cut it out when he moved
to Vegas.
But he couldn't help himself. He even renewed his license in Nevada, so now he can just get, like, Nevada clients.
Oh.
You guys want to hit up Jay Bepornia? He'll hook you up for insurance.
Any kind of insurance?
I think he does. I think he does across the board, like, all types of insurance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fascinating.
It is. I also know what my parents wanted to be.
Yeah.
My dad wanted to be a pilot.
Ooh.
But he wears glasses, so he didn't have the eyesight requirement. And my mom, this makes me so sad when I think about it. My mom wanted to be a nurse. She really likes helping people,
mm-hmm.
and she wanted to be a nurse. But my grandpa, so her dad, was like, nope, all women are teachers. And so she had to study teaching.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic Iran.
Mm-hmm.
They're misogynistic ideals.
Yes. And then when she moved here, she was like, oh, I guess like all I have is a teaching degree, but like I don't speak much English.
Yeah.
So I'll go do business. And then she ended up being a bank teller. And I just wish she could be the nurse that she wanted to be.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. She should work in like hospice. I don't know. I think you actually need to be a nurse or an hospice.
Yes.
I don't think you can just show up like, I'll volunteer. Wow. So, what careers? So then they move to, or they just like end up in Sherman Oaks eventually?
Yeah. Well, at first we lived in Sylmar in
this
townhouse, which was the house that my dad lived in with all his like bachelor buddies.
Oh.
And then I guess, I don't know why, he's the guy that got the house.
Yeah.
I guess he bought the house, whatever. That's where we lived until we moved to Sherman Oaks so I could go to better schools.
Yeah. As they want you to.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it like growing up in Sherman Oaks as a young Iranian woman?
You know what? It was pretty... I got no complaints. I was not, like, aware of my diversity mm-hmm. when I was growing up in any intense way other than, like, I would have interesting meals for lunch, right? Like, I would have Persian food for lunch.
Yeah,
and
just
I like,
smelly foods.
Just smelly foods for lunch. And then I also, like, had braids for the first 4 years of my life, oh. just, like, every single day. And then I wore, like, monochrome sweatsuits from
okay.
Costco, like,
yeah.
yellow sweater, yellow pants. It's just, like,
What's
stuff where
how
I was,
your parents
like,
dressed you?
That's how they dressed me. Yeah. And then I was, like, oh, other than that, and then, like, being made fun of like we all are, like, that's me growing up in Sherman
yeah.
Oaks.
Yeah.
I didn't
you
have
braids?
Why
just
did I have braids?
That's what your parents decided?
I guess so. I have, like, really curly and yeah. unruly hair that I guess my mom was, like, this we braid.
Is that like, do your parents have the same kind of hair?
They do, but my mom straightens the shit out of her hair.
Wow. She
yes.
does the chemical treatments?
She also, yes, she yeah. does the chemical treatments, which they took me to do
yeah.
like two or three times.
And did it work?
Yeah, but it's like awful. I mean, I could show you a picture of me with straight hair and it's just so sad. The hair yeah. doesn't want to be that way.
Yeah.
It
it's
wants
hard
to
maintain.
Go. Yeah, yes. And my dad had a lot of curly hair too.
Yeah.
So they just Same. Got me braids, yeah.
My hair has slowly, not like strained out, but it's not as curly as it used to be.
Mm.
I don't know, maybe just damage from how much I've dyed it and done crap
Ooh.
To it. But now it's just, it used to be like fucking crazy. Like
sure.
it'd just be like curly cues off my head. And now, I don't know.
I wonder what happened.
I don't, I think just years of like either straightening it or just like damage of dyeing it.
Mm-hmm.
I never had a chemical straightening treatment, even though I wanted one so bad.
Oh,
but my mom was like,
bad.
I'm not paying for
They're
it.
They're very expensive.
Yeah. My mom had no interest in paying that.
Ugh, my mom was so thankful to pay that.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't have to deal with your hair.
Yeah.
It smells so bad, and
yeah.
it's probably like so bad for your hair. So you're lucky you didn't
yeah.
do it. Good for
Interesting.
You.
Interesting. Yeah, it slowly just damaged itself a little bit.
I guess so.
My hurt, like, psycho need to, like, straighten my hair.
Yeah.
That was a problem.
Yeah.
I was always trying to like extort my parents into buying expensive hair straighteners, but they would never do it.
Was it you? Because it was my parents that were telling me to straighten my hair. I didn't really like have this desire.
My mom is not a looks person. I mean, she's beautiful, but she's not.
Yeah.
Her only thing that she's invested in is like creme for your face.
Okay.
Like, she's obsessed. Like, she sends me a box of cream every month, even though I'm like, Mom, I'm not using them that quickly.
Oh,
They're
my
starting
God.
To like stack up. That's all she cares about. You need to just like make sure you have cream on your face at night before you go to bed. Wake up and put cream on your face. You just need to moisturize until you die.
Okay.
Basically, so your like corpse is a soft skinned weird
oh my God.
Creature thing. but for the most part, she doesn't like push hair or anything.
Okay.
Like she gets her own shit done.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true. Eyebrows. Another thing is eyebrows.
Ugh, my mom always tells me I look like a man. That's what she goes for. She's like, you never do your eyebrows. You look like a man.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mom, big and bushy is cool right now.
Yeah.
And that's easier for me.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. that's for my 18th birthday, my mom got me my own woman who's done my eyebrows since.
Oh, gosh.
I go to one woman who threads my eyebrows.
Oh, I had my eyebrows threaded. Actually, I had my entire face threaded one time.
How do you do it?
It was awful.
Yeah.
And it was the worst story ever. It was like I just went with my dad to
mm-hmm.
his haircut appointment.
Uh-huh.
And I was just waiting for
yeah.
him to be done with his haircut. And a woman comes out and is like, would you like me to do your eyebrows? You're here. And like, you can't say no.
Mm-hmm.
It's very Persian to be like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. you have gifted me this opportunity. Thank you so much. I would love that.
Yeah.
Even though I absolutely did not want
yeah.
it. So I was like, okay, great. And then she took me back and she did my eyebrows and then she like is moving on to the rest of my face, which I think she thinks is like a favor to me.
Yeah.
And I can't be like, oh, that's enough. Like I need, that's all I wanted.
Yeah.
So she threaded my entire face. I had no hair anywhere on my face.
You know, that sounds like the most painful thing ever.
It hurt so bad. It was awful.
My mom chooses to get her face full face threaded once a month.
Oh my God.
It's insane.
Yeah. That's like my aunt is a hairstylist
mm-hmm.
and anytime like we're hanging out at her house, she just like takes out her thread and starts threading anyone around's face and they're all just like, yes, this is what
yeah.
we wanted. We love to have our face
yeah.
threaded.
Ugh.
It's wild.
Just the eyebrows alone, I'm always like, to this day, I've been doing it for years. Mm-hmm. I can't believe
you still do it. Praise you. I just wax my eyebrows. I can't get them threaded.
I don't, you know, I've never had them waxed. I've only known threading. It's all I know.
Oh, God.
I go once every few months. I can't do it once a month anymore because I just don't have the energy or the patience. Also, the woman I go to is up north where my parents live.
Oh.
So I only go like when I visit.
Sure.
Oh, God, it's so painful. I think I've been doing it for 15 years. To this day, I will cry in that woman's chair I'm fine.
Yes.
But I'm not fine. I'm in so much pain. And then my mom has always been like, oh, no, pain is beauty.
Oh,
and I'm always
God.
Like, fuck you.
I know. Well, at least she agrees that there is pain. Yeah. I would ask my mom if it would hurt, and she'd be like, no. And I go, and it's the worst pain ever. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, God. No. She always says, no, not at all. Like, what
it's
a lie.
Yeah. It's literally hair is ripping out of your skin.
Yes. Hair was a big thing. Like, my mom took me to get my legs waxed when I was in, like, fifth grade.
Oh, my God,
Mom, no one cares.
Wow. So she really wanted you to be, like, clean and fresh.
Yes.
See, my mom didn't give a shit.
Well, my mom also is just, like, probably very OCD. She's just like always cleaning the house and cleaning everything. So she actually is like feels very therapeutic when she gets her entire body waxed.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I feel so clean. She's like her favorite day when she can go get her body waxed. And I do not share that sentiment. No. I'm like, I do not care. I'm in fifth grade. I don't have to go to like, we'd also go to like some Indian woman's home.
Yeah.
It was a private residence. That had like a waxing room, and that's where I would go. And I like made up this whole story that I was certainly her youngest client ever. And I like was
you
like, "Why am I here?"
Probably were her youngest client.
Probably it was like she probably felt bad for me. My mom dragging me there. She would like wax my armpits and my legs, and then we would leave. And I was like, "Oh, this is terrible."
Did they do your arms?
No, thank goodness. Yeah. I've never ever waxed my arms, but my mom loves it.
Oh my. It's so crazy.
She loves it.
I can't deal. I can shave my legs and that's about it.
That's it. That's all I do now.
And get my eyebrows threaded and then don't. Well, I guess I also shave my armpits, but that's like occasionally.
Yeah.
I gotta let it grow out and then I'm like, okay, I'll shave my armpits.
Yes.
I'm kind of whatever about it.
It is what I, good. We all should be and we can be now. Yeah, yeah. Thank goodness.
Yeah. I, you know, that was a big hump getting over the excessive amount of body hair hump. After a while, I was like, oh, I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let it grow.
Yes.
Are you an only child?
I am an only child.
Oh, yeah, that's why your mom had nothing else to do. She's like, we have to get all this body hair
off. We gotta wax her.
Yeah.
We've taken her to all the music lessons. We've taken her to karate. What else can I do with my time? Take her to the waxing woman.
Do you guys get to do music lessons?
I did. I went to Donoye Musserie.
Oh.
Yes. It's this place in like Encino where all the Persians go to learn.
World of music?
Yeah. They all go, all the Persians in LA go there to learn music.
What did you learn?
I played the keyboard because my cousin in Iran played keyboard. And I visited him. The first time I went to Iran, I was like 7 and I went. And I was like, oh, that's so cool that he plays this. Like, and my mom was like, cool. Now we'll sign you up for lessons when you get back.
Yeah.
I was not musically inclined. It did not work out for me. I never practiced.
Yeah.
I can read music because I took those classes, but I can't play that instrument.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's funny because I have a cousin in Iran who also plays the keyboard, but I had to play cello.
Oh.
I played cello for years until one day I was like, I won't do this anymore.
Okay.
I had to like literally put my foot down. My parents were like, we have spent so much money.
Yes.
And you just throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like as if I'd like set their house on fire and like left. It's like, no, I just like want to quit playing cello.
That's right.
And I've brought great shame onto the family since.
Yes. My dad has the same. My dad says you always quit stuff. Well, because they signed me up for a bunch of classes, which you should do when you have a kid and then see like what interest they actually have.
Yeah.
And I didn't have many interests in sports or music, I guess.
Yeah. Did they make you play sports too?
I played soccer for one season. Mm-hmm. I played basketball for one season. I actually liked basketball.
Yeah.
But I think I was too small and slow.
Yeah.
To be moved up. So. Yeah. And then I did swimming. I did tennis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tennis.
Yes.
That's a good one.
My tennis instructor was an old white woman who refused to say my whole name. She would just call me Kim. I was like, just add an Ia. It's so easy. It was just like an old white woman who wouldn't do it.
Kim.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. And I took karate for the longest, probably.
Is that the one you like the most?
Yes, that's also the one that I begged to do myself. Oh. Like, my mom didn't want me in karate. She's like, oh, like, girls don't do karate. Like, that's too rough. And I was like, this is the one I want. This is the one I want.
Yeah.
And then when I got tired of it, I had to stick to it because it was my idea to do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't quit it.
Yeah.
And I did that for the longest until I stopped.
You didn't like tennis?
No.
Dude, my dad, I feel like, really wanted me to be a he actually really wanted me to be in into racquetball.
Interesting.
Which I was like, too violent.
Interesting.
That's the one that I found too violent. I was like, first of all, you're hitting that ball too hard.
Yeah.
And you're expecting me to like get it and hit it back. Like, no, thank you, sir. I'm not going to be your little gym friend.
Yeah.
Playing racquetball with you.
It's a businessman's sport.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm sorry, you just need someone to play with.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I did ice skating too.
Oh.
I just remembered. My mom wanted me to be a figure skater. I do think that was her true passion for me. Because we watched the Winter Olympics together, and she's like, that could have been you, but you quit. And I'm like, oh, God. Okay.
A figure skater. But the thing is, if you had actually decided to make figure skating your profession, you think they would have actually been happy?
I think they would have. Yeah. But I think my mom just like likes everything about it. The outfits, the grace, like it's everything that she wants. It's like
pure glamour.
Yeah, the most, like, dainty glam. Yeah.
But you would have just been like a Tonya Harding.
I would have, who I love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always edged more towards a Tonya Harding.
Oh, yeah.
So, did they ever express any other interest for, like, to what to be when you grew up?
Oh, yeah. My dad was telling me to be president.
Mm.
I'm like, gosh, Dad. I'm a female.
Yeah.
I'm a Persian female.
Mm-hmm.
Queer Persian female.
Uh-huh.
No way. I can be president of America.
Well, you'd be surprised. No. Okay.
No way.
Well.
What?
I mean.
What?
I'm here for you.
Thank you.
I'll vote for you.
Well, I also didn't go to any of the schools.
Do you want me to write your name in on the next one?
Please don't write my name in. Please, no.
No, I think I have to now.
Oh, gosh.
I have to fulfill.
What a waste of a vote.
I know. Like, why do you keep voting for Kimya? I don't know. I just like think she has the ability.
Yeah, she can do it.
I can do it. On that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. And we're back. And guess what? Kimya's president.
No.
Guys, that quick.
Wow.
See what the power of the people can do.
I guess so. President now? Like I'm in
yes.
now?
You are president.
God.
We left and came back in an alternate reality.
Good God.
Everyone's
better off now, though, maybe.
Yeah, no, you're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
First queer woman of color president?
Man, oh man. It's a big deal. It's a new world.
Wow.
You're just...
I'm blown away.
I've
blown my own mind.
Yeah.
So were your parents very strict growing up?
They, no, not really.
That's good.
But also, I was never a person to rebel. Like, mm-hmm. I love the rules, and I follow the rules.
Yeah.
And I like to be good. That's mm-hmm. my biggest thing was, like, I always got good grades. I always did what I was supposed to do, plus extra credit, plus I listened to them, and their word was law. And so, like, I guess I was brainwashed. They brainwashed
good
me.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is what every Persian parent wants.
Yes, I was every Persian parent's dream child.
What? So you went to high school and then did you go to college?
I did. I went to UCLA.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Wow. And you stayed in the area.
I did. I stayed here.
You're a dream.
Yeah.
I should call and tell my parents about you. They'll literally just be like, oh, Anna, if only you could have done that. what a dream.
My mom said she would. My mom was like, really pulling for me to stay in LA for college. She was like, we'll buy you a car if you go to UCLA.
Typical.
I did not want a car. I picked UCLA because I liked their theater school better.
Yeah.
And to this day, they're like, we owe you a car. And
I'm what? Like, they never bought it?
I didn't want it. They were like, let's get you that car. And I was like, my car is fine.
Yeah.
I also refuse everything they offer to me to counteract the only childness that I have been born into. Oh, I guess I was just like, I don't need to be spoiled. Like, we're Persian and I am the only child. Like, Persians already give, like, everything to their kids.
Dude, my parents are the complete opposite.
Oh, for real?
They were just so, everything was like, no.
Wow.
Like, you don't understand the value of a dollar, so no. And I was like, just please.
Oh, my goodness.
They would never buy anything that cost too much money. And it's not like they didn't, like, my parents did very well for themselves.
Yeah.
Like, they had a good come up in America.
Yeah.
They're both engineers and they both did well in their fields. And yet I could not ask for any money. Like, I couldn't be like, hey, Dad, can I borrow $10? And I'd be like, oh, what do you think this is? The bank?
That's so funny.
You think I just give you money?
We should trade parents. Ugh. I could deal with that. Yeah. My parents are like, anytime I'd go out, they would be like, here's like $10. Like, I don't need that.
That's a dream.
I try to give it back and then they force it in my pocket somewhere.
Wow. You guys are just tarofing each other back and forth.
Back and forth. But it's not tarof on my end. I'm just like, just keep the money. I don't need it. Keep it.
Oh, that's amazing. So what did you end up majoring in?
Theater. I did.
Oh,
theater
and they were cool with that?
They were. I mean, I did it. I've been doing it for so long that they had to come to terms with it. Like, my mom still was like, oh, Kimia's going to grow up and be homeless.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's...
And you will.
And I will just grow up and be homeless.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I... That's all I applied to school for, so they couldn't really do anything about it.
Yeah.
Because the other thing I was really good at was math. And I think I could do just as much with a blanket math degree than I can with my blanket theater degree. So, like, I just went
theater.
You
would only been a math major, Kimia.
What do you become?
I don't know. A math
You're a teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd have to turn that into something else.
Yeah.
You could go to grad school for more math.
Exactly. I was like, okay, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you liked the UCLA theater program?
I did. I really liked it. I actually never did a show there as part of the... like whatever shows they were doing at UCLA. They did a lot of like serious dancerly artsy pieces. And I was like, I can't do that.
There was no comedy? Was there improv there?
There was. When I was there, there was like 1.5 improv troupes there.
Oh, okay.
But now there's way more. And the thing that UCLA had that was exciting was they have this big like talent show every year called Spring Sing. And they have a group of like 12 people that host it as like a sketch group.
Spring Sing?
Spring Sing, yeah.
I see.
And it's hosted by a group called Company. And basically you just write like UCLA specific sketches and perform them between like the music acts that are performing in this big talent show.
Yeah.
And that's what I did while taking like classes outside of UCLA and taking my acting classes at UCLA instead of doing the like very serious shows they were doing. That's the way I found comedy stuff for myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about any of that. I just know there's that one improv theater in Westwood, like near UCLA.
Oh, the improv space?
Yeah.
Gosh, when I was around, it was like doing shows for nobody. Maybe it's better now, but I was on a house team at the improv space, and one time we did do a show for nobody.
Really?
I was like, why don't we just go home or hang out?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we're doing a show. And the lights were down, nobody was in the chairs, and we did a 20-minute set of who knows what.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like practice.
Yeah.
You guys are just doing another, like, practice session. I don't know.
Sure. It was me and, like, 4 white guys on my team.
Yeah.
And it was never fun, I remember. Never had fun.
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
4 white guys. Wow, a classic improv team, you mean.
Right. Plus me. Yeah. It was not,
So after college, you graduate, I'm assuming?
Yes, I graduated. No, you don't. Thank you for not assuming. Yeah. But yes, I did graduate.
Yeah. You have a theater degree. And where do you go from there?
What did I do? Okay, so I graduated in 2014, and now it's 2019. Last year was my life grad school graduation.
Your life grad?
That's what I counted, like, 4 years of living life after college.
Oh,
grad school.
Gotcha.
I just remembered.
You graduated in 2014?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you were a little after the kind of recession doom that we all felt. I graduated in 2012, and I was like, cool, I'll just kill myself, I guess. There's no jobs.
Gosh. There were... Yeah, but I also had a theater degree. I was like, oh, jobs. So I worked mostly with, like, kids. I, like, taught improv at my old high school.
Oh,
that
okay.
was a job that I did. I taught swimming to kids. I did Story Pirates.
Oh, okay.
Which is my favorite job that I still do now. And I worked at a custard shop. So I just had, like, a bunch of odd jobs to be, like...
You were hustling.
Yes. Mm-hmm. To have like pockets of free time for like auditions or rehearsals, whatever.
And were you living at home again?
I was for the first year. I lived at home for my senior year of college because all my roommates graduated early or were older than me, and just graduated entirely.
So you just went home?
Yeah, because I was like, well, there's no point in me paying rent at a place where I could just like commute to UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I did that. And then after I graduated, I was also still at home. But my parents moved to Vegas like a year after I graduated.
Oh, okay.
So then I've since then been paying them rent to live in my own home. But with
roommates. That's nice that they didn't sell the house.
Yes. Well, it was a discussion. They were going to like get rid of the house. And then I was going to go find an apartment or something. We were like, we paid so much money for years on this house. Might as well keep paying mortgage until we maybe own it one day. I don't know. It's my job to somehow buy that house.
the pressure's on.
They put it on me. Yeah. They're like, one day you get a big job, you buy the house.
Yeah.
Like, okay, sure.
Well, I mean, I think it's a nice income. Oh, my God. I just said improv like four times just trying to say the word income.
You sure did.
I'm losing my mind.
Those things are not related.
No.
Nope.
Improv and income.
Yeah.
What a taboo connection I've made. So, yeah, it's a good income property.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow. Income property basically translates to improv in my mind. Sure. That was weird. I always kind of wish my parents would do that. My parents are always like, we should buy property in L.A. And then they just, like, never do. And I'm like, please.
Get them on it. Call them up.
They won't do it.
You want me to call them? Maybe they'll listen
actually,
to me.
Yeah, they probably would. They'd be like, Anna, she is a wonderful girl. Kimia has her life together. And I'm like, what?
So it seems.
I have, like, a career. They're like, Anna, just stop. Kimia is the one you should be looking up to. Oh, I'm like, what? That's just how Persian parents are, man. Sometimes they're just mean.
It was like other people's kids more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're like,
I'm right here.
Have I not done enough?
Exactly.
Oh, God. I could win an Oscar and my dad would be like, well, I don't know. Like, what are the benefits of this?
Yes.
Do you get health insurance?
What now? Yeah.
And you're like, no, it's an Oscar.
It's an Oscar, Dad.
Yeah. I'd be like, I don't know, Anna. That's come back so when you have health insurance. Like,
that's
okay. Fine. It's my lifelong battle with my father, just trying to be like, I have health insurance. And he's like, okay, but do you pay for it?
It's oh, like, my gosh.
Yes. And he's like, okay, well, come back when a company gives it to you for free.
Oh,
you're
my
like,
God.
It doesn't work like that.
It doesn't. Does he get it for free? I should call my dad and see what's up.
Yeah, my dad is scamming the system. Do you call it report my dad to
I'm
your dad?
I'm going to report your dad to my dad. Yeah.
No, I think my dad has help. My dad's retired now, but I think he just has that like long lasting because he worked at Caltrans.
Okay.
So he's just... has health
rolling
insurance.
In it. Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what his retirement is because he refuses to give me a straight answer.
Yeah.
He did tell me he started to collect Social Security and I was like, okay, well, slide that on over to me. And
sure.
He's like, no. Yeah, he did give me a car for Christmas.
Oh, great.
Not a new car. He gave me like one of his cars.
Okay.
But he only gave me the Toyota and then he kind of, for the most part, gave his BMW to my brother. And I was like, okay,
oh,
I kind of see the level of appreciation here. He got a BMW and I got a Toyota.
Loving the sons more than the daughters.
Yeah, and then he bought himself a new car. I was like, whatever, man.
Okay.
Glad you came. Let's just cry together.
We're really getting this out. Or you are getting
it
out.
Yeah, no, I'm just, I brought you here so I could just tell you how upset I am right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm a monster. Oh, we have some more time before I've taken a break. So now I'm like super hyper vigilant about it. When did you get into UCB? Upright Citizens Brigade.
The Upright Citizens Brigade. I was taking classes there while I was at UCLA.
Oh, okay.
And it took me a long time to take all the improv classes because I used the diversity program to get the classes for free.
Yeah.
And
how does that work?
You get a credit every 6 months. And you can take one class with one credit. So I was basically taking one class every 6 months / if I was available with my school schedule.
Yeah.
So I finished that kind of, I guess, around the same time that I graduated. Or like, no, I wasn't even done yet in 2014. I don't remember. And then I finished the curriculum. And then after that, like, I think now almost three years ago, I got on a mod team.
Uh-huh. Which is the sketch.
Sketch, yes. I didn't take any sketch classes. I got on as an actor, which you just have to take the improv classes to do.
Yeah.
And then last year, or 2 years ago now, I don't know how this works, I got on a Herald team, which is the improv one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I just have sort of been there. I go there, like, a bunch of times a week. I love that place.
Yeah.
It's my new school after school.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
And what team are you on?
I'm on Leroy Harold team with Edgar.
And is Lacey on
and
the team?
And Lacey.
Yes, Lacey Mosley.
Yes, Lacey Mosley, the scam artist.
Scammer, mm-hmm. dude. She scammed me out of millions.
Yes.
I'm deep in my underwater because of Lacey, would
oh,
you imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
Lacey sold me a house. Turns out she never owned it.
I believe that.
That's how good she is.
I believe that. Yeah. And then the mod team I'm on is called the Summer Of.
Oh, so you're still doing mod, too?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have your parents ever come to see any of your shows?
They have.
And they like it?
They do.
Nice.
My parents, well, because I did theater all through high school and stuff too, so they love coming to the shows and pretending to understand them.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's reviews of improv used to be like, because I used to do short form in high school, and she'd mm-hmm. be like, "You guys are so loud. You are just yelling." Like, okay, cool.
It's like, did you get any of the content?
No, she got none of it. She was like, "Well, I think it was good. You are yelling." I'm like, all right, great. They come to the shows. They like coming to shows. They haven't been in a while, though, now that they're in Vegas.
Yeah.
They do come by once a month, technically. Mm-hmm. For my dad's business or for just to visit doctors, I guess. They mm-hmm. have to go to the same doctors. They can't switch doctors. but they haven't been to a show because they're always like, "Oh, we already have plans." Like when they come into LA now, they make their own like night plans. And
like,
they have no time for
us.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have no time.
Yeah.
I don't think they've ever seen a Harold show, though.
Interesting.
They have been to Sketch a bunch of times. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, improv would probably be too mind-blowing.
I guess so. Yeah, I can't do it anymore.
You just took a suggestion and went with it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's the thing they're most used to, though. They've been seeing me do improv for longer than sketch, I think.
Yeah.
So they should come.
That's a funny thing that they were... My dad also acted when he was young, too.
Oh, he did?
He was, like, really into it.
Oh.
He would always be like, "Anna, I would play multiple roles in a theater play." I'm like, multiple roles?
How?
I have like photos of him in all this like costume and makeup, and I'm just like, wow, a chameleon.
Whoa, that's amazing. Yeah, my parents have no connection to the arts at all. They never acted, none of them.
I don't know why but the thing is, my parents are very intense in the way of like, I should either be a doctor, lawyer, or engineer.
Yes, same.
To this day where they're like,
oh, to this day, okay.
It's time to go to law school, where you're like, I make more money than you.
Yeah,
well, I don't.
Yeah.
But I always say that, and they're like, "No, you do not." Even my dad retired. He's like, "I don't think so." My mom still works because she is probably will work till she dies because she just doesn't want to be at home with my dad, probably.
Whoa.
All she does is go, like, "Now that he is retired, oh my God, he's always complaining.
Oh,
something, everything at home all day. He just finds things to complain about, makes the list. I come home, he complains."
Oh,
I'm
wow.
like, "Well, I don't know. Don't come home. I don't know."
She's
you
doing
could
that.
Just,
she's doing that.
Yeah. She's like, "I work 80 hours a week, so I don't have to come home."
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. I don't know. My parents are very intense. It's not as much my mom. My dad is the very intense one. He's just kind of a very strict man. But it's like weird because it's like, but you were an actor. You clearly had ambitions.
That's true. I wonder why.
I don't know. I think he just culturally was like, "Yeah, sure. I had fun acting, but I also needed health insurance
and a
career and money." And
it's all about the health insurance.
Yeah, they're obsessed with health insurance. I mean, literally, your father was like, "I will sell insurance so you can always have health insurance."
Yes.
Good for him. That
well,
is
he didn't really
plan.
Help me when I turned 26
oh, really?
And had to find my own insurance.
He's like, "Well, you can call the office and
he
get
was
some
like,
quotes."
He was under the impression that since my birthday was like in February and is at the beginning of the year, that I can slide under one more year and like technically be under his plan or something. Some shady insurance thing I do not understand at
okay,
all.
Okay, so, but he would know, right?
The he would loophole? Know, but he's also like shady about insurance,
yeah.
and so I trusted him.
Yeah.
And then the time came, and I was not covered. I had to get some health insurance.
That was the worst year of my life, where I was like, "Okay." My parents were like, "I don't know, Obamacare, figure it out."
Oh my gosh, I was lucky. I got a job and got health insurance the same at like right when I needed to do
That's
that.
That's great. What was the job?
I got it through SAG, so I made
Ooh.
Enough. I got like enough SAG to qualify for
That's
SAG
awesome.
Insurance. Mm-hmm.
Did crack give you health insurance?
No, because I just came to do the
that's
shoots.
True. That's true. No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
What are you up to these days?
These days, let's see. I just did a show for NBC that we wrapped before Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And then since then, not a lot. I've just been doing the shows at UCB. So I still do like improv and sketch. I have rehearsals for that like every day. I've been doing Story Pirates now that I'm more free.
Oh, nice.
Now that the show wrapped. And that's sort of just what I've been up to.
That's an interesting moment to take a quick commercial break. And we're back. Sorry, I'm always timing things up.
Hey.
Big numbers, girl.
Cool.
Just kidding.
Me too. Great at math over here.
I'm only good at algebra. Everything else I'm not good at.
Ooh, I took up to calculus in high school. I loved it.
I took AP statistics my senior year.
So did I.
And boy, was I checked out during that class.
Oh, but you get to use the calculator.
True, but at that point, I was so senioritis'd out. And that class, I only had to take 5 classes that year, like, for the whole thing. So that class was after lunch, and half the time I just would never come back after lunch.
Oh boy.
So there was a moment when I went to UC Davis, and I if you get a D, you get kicked out of the UC system.
I had a D
in that AP statistics class. And I remember my teacher, not my professor, one day was like, "Hey, so like you seem like you could get a good grade in this class." And I was like, "Valid point, Mr. Leger." That's him. Shout out to Mr. Leger.
Yeah.
And he would always say, "I'm thinking," and I remember him being like, "I'm thinking you could get your grade up." And I was like, "You're fucking right, Mr. Leger. I'm fucking up."
Yeah.
And then I sat down and I did all the fucking work. And I think I ended up with a B.
Good
I think
for
I'd
you,
already
man.
I'd already kind of fucked myself to not get an A.
Sure.
Because I'd slipped down to a D, so the best I could do was a B. But like,
that's really good though. That's 2 grades.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I sit down and do the work, I could do it. But
that's
at that
most
point,
most people in high school.
Yeah.
Everyone is smart, and even if you get bad grades, it's just like you don't want to do the work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so surprised I got through high school sometimes, because my senioritis started in like 11th grade.
Wow, that's very early.
Straight A's, 10th grade, and by 11th grade, I was like, "Fuck this."
Okay.
I was a monster.
Damn.
Yeah. So what a Let's talk about your 2019 goals, because it's the new year.
Yeah.
What are you hoping to accomplish?
Let's see. Okay. My resolution or goal for this year was to worry less about the rules.
Ooh.
Which
you can't do, can you?
Which I am trying my best.
Yeah.
Like, rules are really my thing, and they make me feel safe, and it's like a place for me to be, but... that's what I'm trying to do. So that's a big goal for me, whatever abstract way that occurs.
Yeah.
So that was my big thing. Usually at the new year, I like sit down and make like a to-do and a ta-da list. It's very silly.
What's a ta-da
list? A ta-da list is like stuff you did last year that was fun, that you like are proud of yourself for.
Yeah.
And then a to-do is like things you want to do in the new year.
Yeah.
But I didn't this year because New Year's Eve I was in an airport with a delayed flight, and I was just like, "No, I can't do a to-do ta-da. I'm mad. And then since then I haven't sat down to do it, so I should. But this rules thing is like a blanket thing I came up with. To worry less about the rules.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Have a little bit more fun, you know?
Well, I have tons of fun. That's like my big MO, but it's just like I also am I am almost overly considerate a lot of times that I don't need to be. It's mostly up in my own head. Like, I don't think anyone perceives that I am a big rulesy person. Unless you play board games with me, then you like wouldn't get that I...
so by the book.
Care so much.
Yeah. Are you a hard person to play games with?
Ooh, boy. One, I love to win. And two, you gotta respect the rules. They're there
That's
for
amazing.
A reason.
You're
to
a
be
stickler.
Fair.
Okay.
I am.
I like to win, and you better fucking follow the rules.
Yes, yes.
Wow. I should have... We should have a game night.
Whoa.
Just me and you head to head. No.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like to win, and I don't care about anything.
Wow.
I would be your worst nightmare.
Yes.
I'm like, whatever.
I don't like playing with people like you. No way.
No, I'm okay. I think, you know.
It's okay. You're okay.
What
did that
say? I just wanted to cry about how I'm not good at games. No, I have a looseness to how I play games. I do follow the rules. I do have like a weird thing where sometimes I feel like if I don't follow the rules, if I won, then I didn't really win.
Mm.
You know?
Sure. What?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just feel like if I win and I never really actually, like, I cheated, then I didn't really win.
No,
you
of
know?
Course not. That's why. The rules are there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I vibe.
You get it.
So I have one last question is that could last into like 15 different questions. Just so you know, that's how I roll. Bring I start one question and then I slowly feed multiple questions out of it.
No, you mean a conversation?
Wow.
Oh,
that's
boy.
A fascinating way of looking at it. A conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Have I not known this is what this was the whole time?
Guess not.
So you describe yourself as a queer woman of color.
Sure.
Is this something you've like told your parents?
Yes, actually. And kind of recently. It was like the tail end of 2018. It was really nice. It was a thing where so I am dating a woman who was like my best friend for many years. And it got weird. That sort of a thing. Or like, ooh, we're best
friends.
And then we're like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Are we? What's going on? That sort of thing.
Yeah.
And my mom found out about it three or four years ago and was not chill at all.
Well, how did she find out?
She found a birthday card because she, I told you, she loves to clean.
Yeah.
And when I'm not home, she cleans my room.
What was so revealing? Was it just like...
It was just like a birthday card that was like, I love you.
Yeah.
And like, well, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she asked me about it and I was like, okay, here we go. I can tell her it's okay.
Yeah.
She approached me. We're chill.
Yeah.
And I told her and she lost it in a bad way.
Yeah.
And that was a bummer and I was like really sad about it for so long and we went through that and then I just never talked about it or brought it up or anything for years after that. She was like, your dad will have a heart attack and die, things like this.
They always say that.
Yes. They always
say that.
They
love to be like, your father's health is on the line.
Yes.
It's like,
someone in the family will die because of a thing that you did that is not a big deal
or
shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And so this was just like me on the DL not talking to my parents about it or like working up the courage to be like, we should reopen this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Basically what happened was like my whole family, because I had told my cousins, because they're chill, and then one of my uncles found out when we were all at a wedding a couple months ago, and then he asked to have coffee with me, and he was like, listen, I heard about something, and I wanted to talk to you about it. I was like, uh-oh. And he's like, I don't want you to feel like you can't tell everyone in the family. If people don't like you, then that sucks for them, okay?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then my uncle was like, I'll talk to your mom if you want.
Is that the one, the young one?
This
that grew
is...
up in...
No, it's another uncle.
So progressive.
Yes, he was so nice. And then he was like, I'll talk to your mom if you want and let her know that everyone in the family like doesn't care, because that was my mom's big fear, was like, gosh, what is everybody else going to think about this?
Yeah.
My whole family already knew. And then my parents had a conversation with me like a couple weeks after that. And they were like, listen, everybody already knows. And guess what? We're sorry. And it's okay.
And your dad didn't die of a heart attack.
And he didn't. My dad was actually pretty shady about it. He was like, I can't believe you told your mom first. I would have been cooler about it. And I was like, this is not the place to play this game.
Also,
that's
not what I heard from mom.
Exactly.
Mom
and
said
he
you'd
would
be
not have
die.
Been. Yes. He used to say things out of the blue about gay people on the, like they'd appear on the news or TV and my dad would be like, oh, the world is ending. And I'm like, you didn't, you could have stayed quiet. Like you're just doing this just to scare me, if at all. And I brought that up in that conversation. I was like, Dad, I really didn't think you'd be chill. You used to say things. And he's like, well, I can't help what I think, but I didn't mean for you to take it personally. And I was like, so problematic. This is conversation number one.
Levels
we're at ground
that.
Zero for this. So I was like, it's fine. Like, as long as everybody's like, we love you, it's okay, we can talk about it now. I'm like, I feel like I'm new friends with my parents. And that's great.
And they've been respectful and let you do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm,
that's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's huge
for
like Iranian or just even any Middle Eastern parent, because it's so deeply ingrained that that is like not a thing you do.
Yeah.
Like you don't, you just live your life by literally like their book of like what's okay and what's not. If you stray from that, that's the whole thing. Is like you will kill your family
and
members.
Especially me. Like we've already talked about the rules to death about me, and like I never did anything wrong when I was young, or like I always got good grades and I would listen to them. And then so I was like, it's just this one thing that I like could not help.
Yeah.
It was just gonna make them so mad at me.
Yeah.
But it turned out okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great that your uncle pulled you aside.
Damn, he's
that's
the
huge.
Best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for being on this show.
You're welcome.
I took two ad breaks, right?
Yeah, you did. I remember.
I don't know how to run my own show.
You did it.
I'm having quite the day. Like I said, they forgot my lunch and, I have not recovered since. I've not eaten much today, so I'm a bit of a mess.
I gotta get you some food. Yeah, get you out of here, get you some food.
I can't even leave. I gotta keep staying. I have to stay here till like 10.
Okay.
Podcasting never ends, Kimia.
I guess not.
This is the world I live.
Well, I get to leave.
No.
Oh.
No. You stay here now. You just become one of our pawns in the talent industry.
I'll do it.
Thank you. Again, is there anything you would like to promote yourself? Any shows you have coming up? This will come out in like February-ish.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Come to UCB, watch Leroy, the Summer of. If we're still a team, I don't know. Shakeups are happening. Who knows in February? Who knows? I don't have an air date for Abby's yet, but look out for Abby's on NBC.
Your show?
Mm-hmm.
What is that about?
It's the easiest way to explain it is it's like new Cheers. It's about a backyard bar and the people that go to the backyard bar.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
New Cheers.
Yeah,
probably like more progressive.
It is. It's like very. Yeah. Like I get to be Persian on that show. I get to be what I am.
You just do. That's not legal.
It's happening.
That's amazing.
I'm Persian.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited
for you. Do you have a Twitter or a Instagram you want to promote?
Yes. Instagram @childclown. And then Twitter is childclown_ because some other freak wanted to be child clown. And that's how I always say that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, just another burp for our listeners who love to hear me burp.
I love
it. They don't. I burp a lot. I think it's because I talk so much the air just gets stuck in my body.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's science.
It's science.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. You can follow us on Twitter @ethnicallyamp. Jesus Christ. This is why Shireen has to be here because I don't know how to do anything. You can follow us on Instagram @ethnicallyambig. You can go to our website, ethnicallyambiguouspod.com. I don't know. You can follow me @AnnaHostNie, but whatever. It's only on Twitter. Don't bother following me on Instagram. I will not allow it. Except for someone did come to me at a live show at SF Sketchfest this weekend to my face and said, please let me follow you on Instagram. And I did. So I am approachable. If you ask me in person to my face where you have cornered me and I can't leave or go anywhere, I will let you follow me on Instagram. Not that this person cornered me. She just asked politely and I said yes. Guys, what a life I live. Thank you so much for listening. Go watch the Fire Festival documentaries. I just watch them, so I'm like really into them right now. And go watch John Glazer Loves Gear. Slept on that for too long. Such a funny show. If you are a fan of Delocated or any of John Glazer's work, go watch John Glazer Loves Gear. What else did you watch? Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah,
Kimia watches it.
I do. Get in on Shark Tank. That's my
recommendation. Ooh, Shark Tank. I like that. Do you got a business for me?
Nope.
Do you want to pitch a product to me real quick?
Nah.
Look, here's the thing. I wouldn't personally take it because it's too close to a company that I already own.
Sure.
But maybe Mark Cuban will. That's the one you want.
I would deny Mark.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he seems like just he's like trouble. He seems like trouble. Something going on.
That's a spicy take. Guys, that's the kind of spicy takes you can get on Ethnically Ambiguous. All right. Have a good life.